In this bulletin, confusion over the fate of the remaining Ukrainian fighters inside the Azovstal steel plant, legal action over access to the ballot box for COVID-positive voters, and Australia's Zach Stubbelty-Cook becomes the fastest man ever to swim the 200 metres breaststroke. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Confusion remains over the fate of the remaining Ukrainian fighters inside the steel plant at Mariupol as Russian forces take control of the port city. The Red Cross has confirmed it's registered hundreds of Ukrainian prisoners of war from the Azovstal plant at the request of the parties. But Russia's government says 1,730 Ukrainian fighters have now surrendered over the past 3 days, many more than the numbers acknowledged by the Ukrainians since ordering its soldiers to yield. The United States Senate has voted in favour of a new multi-billion dollar package of military and economic aid for Ukraine. The $40 billion is in addition to the $14 billion in funding approved by Congress in March and is a much larger deal than the $33 billion President Joe Biden had originally asked for. The Senate approved the funding 86 votes to 11, with every Democrat and all but 11 Republicans backing the measure. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has told the Senate there are much larger issues at stake.
Aid for Ukraine goes far beyond charity. The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight. Anyone concerned about the cost of supporting a Ukrainian victory should consider the much larger cost should Ukraine lose.
British police have ended their investigation into breaches of COVID-19 lockdown rules by the UK government ministers and staff. Police say they've ended the investigation after issuing hundreds of fines, including to Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The fines related to 8 parties held at Downing Street and other government offices at the height of the UK's first lockdown. A candidate in the federal election is taking legal action over a loophole that could affect the rights of thousands of people with COVID-19 to vote in tomorrow's election. Independent candidate for Kooyong, Monique Ryan, has begun a crowdfunding campaign to take the Special Minister of State, Ben Morton, to the federal court over voting rules for those who are COVID-19 positive. Many are not able to apply for a postal vote and remain ineligible to vote using a special AEC phone line. Ms. Ryan says at least 201,000 people, or 1.2% of the electoral roll, are affected by this voting loophole. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese begin the final day of campaigning on opposite sides of the country. The opposition leader begins his day in Sydney before a 3-state blitz of marginal seats held by the coalition. The Prime Minister begins day 40 of his campaign in the West in a final appeal to voters in Perth. In sport, 23-year-old Australian Zach Stubbelty-Cook has broken the men's 200-metre breaststroke world record at the Australian Swimming Championships in Adelaide. The Brisbane-born athlete shaved 0.17 of a second off the previous record set by Russian Anton Chukov in 2019, and he becomes the first to swim the race in under 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Here's how Fox Sports called the closing stages of his record-breaking swim.
World record for Zach Stubbelty-Cook. The Olympic champion is now the fastest man ever over 200 breaststrokes.
Sub 206, 205.95, a world record, Zach Stubbelty-Cook. Unbelievable.
And now the weather. Perth, a shower or 2, 21. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, showers and 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, showers and 20. Brisbane, showers increasing, 22. Cairns, a shower or 2, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.